Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
You ever have one of those moments where a song just stops you in your tracks? Like you hear the first few notes and suddenly you're not just remembering a time, you're back there. The smell of the room, the feel of the air, what you were wearing, it all comes rushing in. That's what David Bowie does. Not just for Gen X, but for anyone who ever heard his music at the right time and let it rewire their brain. If you grew up any time between the late 70s and the early 90s, Bowie wasn't just an artist. He was a signal, broadcasting something bigger than music. He was an open door to the weird, the wild, and the wonderfully misunderstood. For a generation caught between disco's last breaths and grunge's first gasps, Bowie was the coolest alien to ever land on Earth. He wasn't just a musician, he was an idea, a living, breathing argument for self-expression in whatever form felt right. Let's take a trip back. It's 1983, and you're in your best friend's living room, probably sitting on the floor because furniture was for parents, and someone's popped a VHS into the player. And then Labyrinth happens. Were we watching for the mystical storyline, the puppets, the coming-of-age metaphors? Not really. We were watching for Jareth the Goblin King, the hair, the eyeliner, the disturbingly tight pants. You didn't even need to know who Bowie was to feel it. That magnetic pull of someone who seemed to operate outside all the usual rules. Labyrinth might have been our introduction to Bowie's face, but his voice? That came later, sneaking in through car stereos, boomboxes, and MTV. That was the thing about Bowie. He wasn't just a musician. He was like a time traveler, a style icon, and a full-blown shapeshifter. He changed so often that every generation kind of got their own version of him. For Gen X, he was MTV Bowie, the Let's Dance era Bowie, the one with blonde hair, sharp suits, and a glossy pop aesthetic that fit perfectly alongside the neon pastel and synth of the early 80s. And if you were raised on early MTV, that version of Bowie probably was your first Bowie. But behind the scenes, that shift was controversial. Bowie spent the 70s being this otherworldly, androgynous, avant-garde art rock god, and suddenly he was making shiny pop hits with Nile Rodgers. Some of his older fans weren't sure what to think. But Gen X? We didn't just accept it, we loved it. Because Bowie taught us something important, that changing yourself wasn't just okay. It was the point. Reinvention wasn't betrayal, it was growth. And he did it better than anyone. Ziggy Stardust, Aladdin Sane, the Thin White Duke, the Berlin Trilogy years, the pop star era, the industrial rock Bowie that showed up on the Lost Highway soundtrack like some kind of cyberpunk ghost. Every phase was a reinvention of not just his look, but his entire sound, his identity. The man never repeated himself. And somehow, that made him more real than the rock stars who stayed in their lanes. If you were a weird kid, especially a weird, arty, creative kid, Bowie wasn't just cool. He was permission. Permission to be odd. Permission to dress however you wanted, experiment with music, or dive into films that made no sense to your parents. He was a walking, breathing art project. For a generation of latchkey kids growing up in a world that didn't always know what to do with us, that was everything. But while Bowie's public image was all reinvention and experimentation, his private life revealed another side, one that was grounded in love and partnership. His marriage to Iman is one of the most beautiful aspects of his story. Bowie met the supermodel in 1990 through a mutual friend, and according to Iman, it was love at first sight. For him, at least. She didn't fall for the rock star persona, she fell for the man behind it. Bowie once said, "My attraction to her was immediate and all-encompassing. I couldn't sleep for the excitement of our first meeting." They married in 1992 and spent over two decades together, raising their daughter, Lexi, and building a life that was surprisingly normal for someone as larger than life as Bowie. Iman described their marriage simply, "He was my soulmate." Lexi Jones, their daughter, has carried on Bowie's legacy in her own way. Born in 2000, Alexandria Zara Jones, Lexi for short, grew up with parents who fiercely protected her from the public eye. She wasn't raised in the whirlwind of celebrity, but instead in a home filled with love, creativity, and quiet normalcy. Lexi inherited her father's artistic streak and has pursued a career in visual arts. If you follow her on social media, you'll see her vibrant, thought-provoking artwork, a clear nod to her dad's fearless creativity. Lexi also speaks openly about how much she admired her dad. She once posted a heartfelt message on social media saying, "Missing you, not just today, but every day. Thank you for making me so strong and for believing in me. Thank you for loving me. I will always feel your warmth and love surround me." Her words are a testament to the bond they shared, and it's touching to know that Bowie's greatest masterpiece might just have been his role as a father. Now let's talk about how he left us. On January 10th, 2016, just 2 days after his 69th birthday and the release of his hauntingly brilliant album, Black Star, Bowie passed away from liver cancer. For most of us, it was a complete shock. He'd kept his illness private, working quietly on Black Star as his final artistic statement. When you listen to that album, it's impossible to miss the messages he left behind, the goodbyes hidden in plain sight. Tracks like Lazarus feel like he's speaking directly to us, saying, "Look up here, I'm in heaven." Even in his final days, Bowie was creating, turning his death into one final art piece. It was as if he knew we weren't ready to let him go, so he left us with something to hold on to. The thing about Bowie is that he was always ahead of his time. He wasn't just responding to culture, he was shaping it. He gave us permission to be fluid, to evolve, to step into new versions of ourselves without apology. That's why his music doesn't just feel nostalgic. It still feels new. It still feels alive. So if you haven't done it in a while, go put on Hunky Dory or Low or even Black Star. Whatever your Bowie was, revisit it. Let yourself get lost in it, because even if you think you know all his music, Bowie still has ways of surprising you. And honestly, that's what makes him eternal. All right, that's it for today. If you liked this episode, tell a fellow Gen Xer. If you didn't, just pretend it never happened, like that time you tried to give yourself Ziggy Stardust lightning bolt makeup with your mom's lipstick. Catch you next time. Stay weird.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.